Words are missing. So unlucky. I found the words in the dictionary. Sisters, you people have copies of the dictionary?
Yes.
It's useful, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Deacon, here's what the bishop says. Lord, we pray, send forth upon them, or upon him if it's one person, upon them, and more than one, the Holy Spirit, so that by the grace of your seven gifts, they may be strengthened by him to carry out faithfully the work of the ministry. Lord, we pray, send forth upon them the Holy Spirit, so that by the grace of your seven gifts, they may be strengthened by him to carry out faithfully the work of the ministry. Okay. So, that's the diaconate. Now for the priest. The matter is the same, but watch it. And don't forget the bishop's intention. He must intend to ordain this man as priest. And then, silently, his hands. And, assuming there are several being ordained, after each one silently. And then the form. Here, I think I have it on paper. Form. We ask you, all-powerful Father, give these servants of yours the dignity of the presbyteries. Remember, that's the language, presbyteries. In Latin, there are two words for priest, sacerdos and presbyter. And because what Protestant religion rejects the episcopate, and therefore the name is called what? Presbyterians. Have you heard of the Presbyterians? The Presbyterians are followers of John Calvin. And John Calvin denied all the sacraments. But he especially denied the episcopate. In any case, the church then here uses, we ask you, all-powerful Father, give to the servants of yours the dignity of the presbyteries, period. Renew the spirit of holiness within them. By your divine gift, may they attain the second order of the hierarchy and exemplify right conduct in their lives. Amen. We ask you, all-powerful Father, give the servants of yours the dignity of the presbyterate, or the dignity of the priest, period. Renew the spirit of holiness within them, period. By your divine gift, may they attain the second order in the hierarchy and exemplify right conduct in their lives. Amen. And then the ordination of a bishop. Now, in the ordination of a bishop, there are normally, three bishops who do the ordination. Can't even be more than three. But the custom is to have three. Strictly speaking, only one of the three, strictly speaking, confers the order of the episcopate. However, the church over the centuries recommends that there be three bishops. Now, all three, the more than three, as many bishops as there are, each then will lay his hands on each now priest who is to be ordained bishop. And then the words, ordination. Now, and the now is used because the bishop has ready to lay his hands on the priest. Now, upon this chosen one, that power which flows from you, the perfect spirit whom he gave to the apostles, who established the church in every place as a sanctuary where your name would always be praised and glorified. Now pour out upon this chosen one that power which flows from you, the perfect spirit whom he gave to the apostles, who established the church in every place as a sanctuary where your name would always be praised and glorified. Now for the ordination of the bishop. The bishop or bishops, but one is enough, must intend to ordain this priest a bishop. Without that intention, no ordination. And sisters, that goes for all three, the diaconate, priesthood, and the episcopate. The bishop must intend ordain. I must have the intention of ordaining either to the diaconate or the priesthood or the episcopate. When I was teaching in the Anglican Seminary in Chicago, my 30 all Episcopalians, when I taught in their seminary, I was the first Catholic priest teaching in Anglican Seminary since Henry VIII. And they celebrated by calling a bishop from England to the United States. He had a big feast.